The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. There are some individuals who tell it like it is. They are straightforward in their approach, and they don't tell you what you want to hear. At times, they are the only voice that you hear, very clear, precise, and right to the point. Our reaction to that voice can be one of two emotions that we just heard of in our liturgy of the word this morning. First, we see the prophet Elijah, who is being summoned by the Lord to go to the mountain where he is waiting for him to come. And Elijah is just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then we see a strong wind, an earthquake, a fire, but he's not there. All of those elements would have been quite impressive. But instead, we see God coming to him in a small, tiny whisper. Elijah hears the voice, the one who tells it like it is. How does he react? We see him hiding his face, hiding from the voice. So that's our first emotion that we can have. We can be afraid of that voice. We can be afraid to hear it for our own benefit. Still, the Lord called Elijah. The Lord used his heart where he was right at that moment. Now, our second emotion we have from our great friend St. Peter in the Gospel. We also see a man who is quite terrified, but there's something a little bit different here. Peter is terrified of the storms, the boat being tossed about, even terrified of Jesus, the Son of God. And Peter listens to that call, walking on the water, and he begins to sink. Now, we could bash St. Peter and say, he's really weak. Some people would even say, what an idiot. But remember, Peter got out of that boat. He got out of the boat. He heard the voice and walked towards it. Elijah and St. Peter can teach us this morning, that we have to be still and we have to be able to take risks. If we're not still, if we're always looking at our phones or whatever it might be, then we're going to miss those opportunities, those small moments, that voice from God. We have to be still and aware so that we can take those steps towards Jesus. And we have to take those risks to go outside of ourselves, to be vulnerable in front of God. It's always important to remember that God accepts our humanity as we grow, as we struggle, as we journey. The theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer said that God loves human beings. God loves the world. God does not love an ideal human being, but human beings as they are. Not an ideal world, but God loves the real world. What we find repulsive in their opposition to God, what we shrink back from because of pain or hostility, this is the groundwork of God's love. Indescribable, expanding, always merciful. Jesus meets us where we are. He always reaches out for us. We ask for that grace to see people where they are at their moments, on their journeys, to accompany them the best that we can. This morning, in this Mass, let us always look towards Jesus, as Jesus looks at us, as Jesus looked at a terrified St. Peter on the waters. Jesus, he tells it like it is, that he is always involved in the world, that he captures us at every moment of our lives. He captures us at the Eucharist being just like a photograph where we are cherished, our true selves, as disciples and friends, who tells others to take risks, to be embraced by Jesus, where we will listen to that quiet but subtle voice of God. Come.